This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch the Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles.
Well, I think our next guest will be equally invested in Sunday's game as our Friday guest, Aaron Boone.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
And here he is, our former producer who left us for greener pastures.
It's not fair.
Andrew Gundling. Andrew, how are you?
What's up, guys? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you nervous about Sunday? A lot of people going back and forth. Are you sure the Eagles will win?
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course I'm nervous. Definitely nervous. It's the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are great. I will say I feel like weirdly confident. Like I think this is a game that the Eagles should win. I feel good about them.
Now, Sal Palantonio said yesterday, this is the greatest Eagles team of all time. Do you agree?
Well, I think if they finish the job, if they win the Super Bowl, then yes.
I agree.
I think it's better. It's this team, the 04 team, or the 2017 team that actually won the Super Bowl. And I think I would give it to this one. This is the most complete team. Their quarterback is going to probably be runner-up for MVP. 70 sacks this season. The best cornerback duo I've ever seen them have. It's the best, easily the best receiving duo I've ever seen them have. I think it's this one.
But
they got to win it. But I think they have to win it to get that title.
Well, so let's be honest though. If right now at this very moment you believe they're the most talented Eagles team of all time, if they don't win the Super Bowl,
not good.
Am I right?
That wasn't real, Andrew. Answering
it was
question.
Horrifying.
The question: won't you be hugely disappointed and feel like what a bunch of pathetic losers?
Why are you being this way? The
most talented team in history doesn't get a Super Bowl. That's sad.
But some of it is about the opponent. I mean, the Chiefs are also a great team. They're 14-3.
You're better than the Chiefs.
This is their third. No, I think so too. I said I think the Eagles should win this game. I really believe that. But it's not like this doesn't put. If the Eagles lose this, it doesn't put them into the category of pathetic losers. The Chiefs are great.
He's a bad guy. And listen, I have no love for the Eagles. You know that as a Giant, that I'm a Giant fan. But I have love for you.
Do you?
That's somebody that doesn't care about you. That's somebody that.
Oh, really?
A prop.
I'm not.
You just happen to work with.
I said already, Don. It was embarrassing.
Honestly, the way he just treated you, when you get the invitation to the wedding,
you are getting one. Yeah.
Check. No, not available. Not going.
And put.
Did you say I am getting one?
Yeah, you are. The other,
if you're not, you got to have one now. I exposed it, but because you're a history guy, and I know your dad grew up an Eagle fan, right? So
not really.
Really? Okay.
So
that was the modern day equivalent of him saying to Harry, "You like boxing, right?"
Well, this is it. Come on, there's a little bit more.
Boxing.
I was stereotyping.
Yep, again.
This one just went logic. You get the phone from your dad. But you're a fan of history. How is that 60? I know it was pre-Super Bowl and all that, but as growing up a Giant fan, I still understood what 56 meant, the Giants winning that Super Bowl, winning that championship in 56. Does 60 resonate with anybody? When you start having a conversation about the greatest Eagle teams of all time, you know, the Chuck Bednariks of the world, 60, is that even relevant to people in Philadelphia?
I mean, it would be – I can't say no. It's relevant, but not really – I don't know. When my friends and I are talking about the Eagles, the 1960 team is just not one that really comes up. I'm sure that there's a certain – there's a generation where maybe that's the case, but it's not really for myself and my friends.
You know what Don's trying to say, when he was bringing that up.
What?
It's a historic fan team, history, franchise.
So here's a money question, Andrew. How do you consume the Super Bowl this Sunday?
Nude.
With friends? alone, your kids, your wife? What where are you going to be? Because Peter's having a party none of us are invited to.
He would never want to come. He wouldn't want to come hang out with strangers.
Well, how you doing, Andrew?
Not for this one. No, this wouldn't be. This has got to be one where I'm around like-minded people. So the plan right now is to be in Philadelphia at one of my best friends' houses. He lives two blocks from Broad Street in Center City, Philadelphia. So a bunch of us are going there. So the hope is that if they win, the party empties out onto Broad Street.
And then I'm so jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
See how annoying it is when you're a guest and Anthony Key's playing drops?
It's me.
That was you. I'm sorry.
I'm the one being annoying now. So do you guys keep the horse poop like in a fridge or like just is it out waiting?
No. It's got to be fresh, straight from the horse.
Straight from the horse. Do you let it hit the ground first, or you just open your mouth?
No. It's like a Carvel.
It's got to be. It's got to be straight from the horse's anus.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're like this, Peter and Don, but Andrew really stays connected with his friends from youth.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a good time with them. Like, I don't really have that. I mean, my friends from youth really are from college. Yeah. But Andrew goes back to, like, when they were in diapers.
That's good.
Nice thing. I mean, these friends, this is from, like, these are elementary school friends. Yeah.
So I have a lot of close friends from elementary school, but none of them care about the commies the way I do. So it just wouldn't be the same thing. His guys are, everyone's locked in. I mean, listen, these are Philadelphia people. They care about three things: cheesesteak, vomiting on people, and the Eagles. That's how they operate.
It was one guy.
Well, sure it was.
Why is Don being Don right
now?
I know.
Well, because
Andrew, has that been consistent? Have I been consistent defending your fan base?
Always. Don has always been this way with supporting Philadelphia fans, and I think it's great, and I appreciate it tremendously because he's right.
Don't defend him.
Well, that wasn't Philadelphia fan related.
We've had issues, but on this particular thing, listen, are they crazy? Sure, they're crazy. I'm just saying it gets a little exact. One guy throws up on a kid at a Phillies game, and they were right to boo the Santa Claus. He looked like he was on crack.
Now real quick, did you hear from, speaking of lunatic maniacs who are on crack, did you hear from Dave Rothenberg in any way after the playoff game?
No, not a peep in weeks.
And you didn't, and because you're a class act,
you didn't go punch him in his face at his house.
Or send a note just saying, hey, hope you're doing all right, pal.
I'm not that guy. I don't do those things. I thought about it because I know he would do the same, but I try to be above that. So, no, I haven't spoken to him, and I haven't heard a word from him in weeks.
Can I tell you as a friend, Andrew, don't be above that. It's so much fun to be that.
Yeah, Michael loves being below
that. Because if you thought about it, if you had acted on it, you would have felt a level of ecstasy that you haven't felt.
I can't. It's just not me.
It's in you. You thought about it. That means it's in you.
I guess it's not too late. I guess I could still send him a message, see where he's watching the game, if he's excited about it. I don't know.
What would be a good message if you were to write, like,
why don't you give him a message right now?
No.
Play on the morning show.
What about, I think I'm constipated. What if you sent him a note and you just said, hey, so psyched getting ready for my team to play in the Super Bowl this weekend. What are you up to? Wow. Just something like that. Because, like, you gave him weeks. Like, you were respectful.
But he's not that guy.
Be that guy. I'm with Michael. I want you to be that guy.
I can't.
Do you remember what he did to you when Wentz got hurt? Do you remember?
Yeah, and we got the last laugh. We won the Super Bowl.
Damn right you did.
It was incredible. I don't know. I just can't do those things. Like, Don, I don't know if you remember, but the Deshaun Jackson punt return game. We were in studio together for the Jets, and doing a Jet game. And I remember when he scored the touchdown, I ran out of the room because I felt uncomfortable celebrating in front of you when that happened. I just can't do those things.
No, he's one guy's a good guy and the other guy's a bad guy. Don't become a bad guy, Andrew. Don't listen to that.
I think Dave's
a great
guy. Let
your team speak for themselves. Andrew is a tremendous human being. I miss him terribly.
We do.
Now, will you take your wife and kids to Philly, or are they get left behind?
They're all coming.
Really?
The whole gang. Well, the whole gang will be there, yeah.
Where are you guys staying?
Well, that is to be determined. So no matter what, Amanda, Jack, and Luke, they're all going back that night.
Oh, okay.
If the Eagles lose, we're probably going to take two cars. If the Eagles lose, I'm getting right out of there, and I'll head back to New York. But if they win, then then all bets are off.
Well, why don't you, even if they, if they lose, because I love you, stay there. Don't drive angry.
No, it's all right, because it's a two-hour drive back. I'll make phone calls to my friends, because I need to be surrounded by, like, the misery loves company. So I'll talk it out with my dad, with my friends. So the drive will be okay. It'll
and,
be all right.
And if they win and you're out all night drinking and eating horse poop, will you call out of work on Monday?
No, I'll be there.
Wow.
I'm a good employee.
Wow.
I'll be there.
What a
I'll
professional.
Figure it out.
Can you do
I'll
us one favor, and this is a big favor, because you are part of the family. Have one of your friends take a picture of you with a handful of horse poop eating it.
The video would be better.
Well, I don't need the video. That's gross. But the hand, you know, the still picture, it lives forever.
I mean, I'll have to bully my way to the front of the line. There's going to be a lot of people around those horses. So we'll see if I can get there.
Not enough horses.
Well, Andrew, enjoy the game on Sunday.
Good luck, Andrew. Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks so much, guys.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
I miss you.
That's one of the nature's noblemen.
Love that man.
Now, we will come back. We have a half-hour Dan Grosser show today, right before the strange starting Ranger game at 8.
Right after the great.
I was talking to the Canuck guys. They took the blame.
Well, they should. Tell them they should be embarrassed. Embarrassed. Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've been thinking about this the whole time since we talked to Andrew.
Okay. The Carvel ice cream pump?
No, I wasn't thinking about it. That was disgusting.
Okay.
That I'm trying to decide how in drops to describe the different options for the game. Obviously, the best case scenario for Eagles fans would be,
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
But there's so many potential ones for the worst case scenario. Would it be,
God hates me.
Would it be?
No, because I've had it.
You know, because usually
not good.
Most Andrew things are him being.
Just take the L.
I think
it's
it would
not
be
fair.
God hates me.
God hates me.
Yeah.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
So it's between horse poop and
God hates me.
Yeah. Let's go to Sergio and Wayne. Sergio. Serge,
hey guys.
How you doing,
Big Serge?
I'm doing all right. So this is my one gripe I got against y'all. So the Philly fans, which are eccentric in one way or another, whatever. But bottom line, my best bud was in the stadium. He's with a group of guys, all Giants fans, all Giants jerseys, and he gets cold cocked.
Whoa.
Right hand in his face. He's 240 pounds, 6'4". He could easily take out whoever the hell was that talked him. But he decides to take the high road and say, hey, let me get security over here. Just, you know, I'm not going to react. Security comes and they go, yeah, you guys got to go. And what the you guys goes is the Giants fans' jerseys got to go. And they go, what? We just got cold cocked. You got like five witnesses here. And they're like, yeah, you see your surrounding area here. The jerseys out rule you.
Oh, that's just, not just nice. Where was this? At the Link?
Yeah, the Link.
Mm. Well.
Yes, absolutely at the Link. And this is the security guys at the Link escorted them out because they were like, hey, there's more green than blue.
Well, and they're trying to calm down civil unrest, but at that point it's called the missing
link. Sounds like he's still drunk from the game.
Yeah, and that was two weeks ago.
You know what you didn't bring up at all?
What's that?
The note that you passed me earlier.
No, Donald could be mad.
You think so?
Yeah, I know he would.
You think he'd be offended by it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
But now it's out there.
He doesn't have the cut. Did you tell him to get the cut?
No, we can still tell Don, though.
All right, tell him.
What?
Well, Michael pointed out that when you were referring to the military operation of the United States in Kuwait, back in the 90s,
yeah,
that you referred to it as the Gulf War.
Right, which is an LIV event.
not the Gulf.
You said golf earlier.
He says you said the Persian Gulf.
Hey.
You said it was the Persian Gulf War.
I would have loved to represent my country and go fight
on the links
than to watch golf.
You would have preferred being deployed in Kuwait or Iraq rather than okay, wow.
But Don, you see how I've matured and I'm a friend. I didn't bring it up. I just passed him a note.
That's right. You've really.
No, but now you make it worse.
Yep. Why?
Absolutely.
Like, you don't
worse.
Say anything, but now it's out there. Well, let's protect Don.
Right.
Poor Don's a moron.
Right.
But obviously, I know it's not the Persian Gulf War. You talk extemporaneously. These things happen. I got no problem with it being a drop. Stop.
Wow.
So let's protect Don. Don't tell Don to get upset.
See, Don, who's the real friend? Who's the real friend? The guy who writes the note or the guy who assumes?
Did you say you hit me right in the forehead? Is that what you said?
Right, yeah. The forehead. I'll hit you right in the forehead. Well, I don't know what a forehead is.
Were you suggesting he said forehead?
No. That's how I pronounce it.
You say forehead?
He pronounces it forehead, which is I've never heard of it.
And, which is interesting, too. It makes sense that he wouldn't know how to pronounce forehead, Don, considering he's got a five head. You know what I mean?
Not really? Where's the drum beat? Okay, you know what? I'm just lucky to be here, Don. It's an accident, as you would say.
That's right.
I fooled a lot of people.
You all just need to take a day.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah. Reconvene tomorrow at 3.
We have a big show tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have Joe Fortenbaugh to give us the Vegas perspective.
Love the Fortenbaugh.
We have Mike Tannenbaum.
Love the Tannenbaum.
Oh, Tannenbaum, we're going to call him.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
And then your favorite, Ryan Clark.
I love RC.
And then we have a big show on Friday at the 317.
On Farmingdale?
Yeah.
That's going to be a time. Don and I are getting wasted. Michael's got to kiss Don's foot. It's going to
be
tremendous.
Just $100. Dan Gross is coming up next in Rangers hockey. See everybody.
Your dad grew up an Eagle fan, right? So
Not really.
Really?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.